This Norway News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown.
The French Constitutional Council is expected to rule on Thursday on special COVID-19 virus passes for all restaurants and domestic travel, while also mandating vaccinations for all health workers. Both measures have prompted protests and political tensions in France, where the country has begun dealing with a fourth wave of infections. Under the law, healthcare workers must begin getting vaccinations by September 15th or risk suspension. It also requires a health pass to enter all restaurants, trains, planes, and other public venues. To get the pass, people must either have proof they are fully vaccinated or have recently tested negative or recovered from the virus. So far, just over half of the people in France are fully vaccinated. Australia's most populous state on Thursday reported its worst day of locally transmitted COVID-19 cases of the pandemic, with a record 262 new infections and 5 deaths. The Premier of New South Wales said 4 of the victims had not been vaccinated and the 5th had received a single dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine in May. As case numbers in the state continue to surge, New South Wales Chief Health Officer issued a new plea for residents to book an appointment to receive their vaccine. Only 20% of Australian adults were fully vaccinated by Wednesday, according to the latest government figures. And the Biden administration moving toward requiring all foreign visitors to the U.S. to be vaccinated for coronavirus, a White House official speaking to the Associated Press said the requirement would come as part of the administration's phased approach to easing travel restrictions for foreign citizens to the country. As always, for more news, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Belarusian Olympic sprinter Kristina Tymanovskaya, who feared for her safety at home after criticizing her coaches on social media, flew into Warsaw Wednesday night on a humanitarian visa after leaving the Tokyo Olympics, according to a Polish diplomat. It's not clear what's next for the 24-year-old, either in her sporting life or personal life. The International Olympic Committee is investigating what led to her being removed from the Belarus team. Her husband fled Belarus shortly after his wife, and she would not be returning, said she would not be returning, rather, and Poland has also offered him a visa. Myanmar's ambassador to the United Nations, who has refused to leave his post despite being fired by the junta after the February coup, sent a letter to the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres this week, saying 40 bodies had been found in July in an area of the northwestern section of Myanmar. The junta has denied the massacre in the township of Kanai, while new agencies have not been able to independently verify the reports due to mobile networks being cut in the remote region. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the army ousted the civilian leadership on February 1st, launching a crackdown on dissidents that has killed hundreds of people. The Taliban condemned the United States Wednesday for what it described as plain interference in Afghanistan by offering to resettle Afghan civilians with affiliations to international forces who could be targeted by the insurgent group. Washington announced the program that offers thousands of Afghan interpreters and translators, along with their families, a chance to relocate as refugees in America. U.S. and NATO allies are just weeks away from winding down their military missions in the war-torn South Asian nation after 20 years. The troop withdrawal, however, has led to a record escalation in insurgent violence as the Taliban has overrun dozens of government-held districts. Amnesty International on Thursday accused Nigerian security forces of using excessive force and killing at least 115 people in a crackdown on separatist agitators in the country's restive southeast. Violence has flared in Nigeria's southeastern states this year, claiming the lives of 127 police or members of the security services, according to authorities. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us on our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.